locally owned and operated. We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. First pagers now. Hezbollah officials say walkie-talkies were targeted to detonate all at the same time across Lebanon today. There were explosions in Beirut a short time ago, one of them at a funeral for one of those killed in the pager attacks. ABC's Lama Hassan has the latest from the foreign desk.
We are hearing reports that there have been more explosions heard in several locations across the city with large plumes of smoke above Beirut's skyline. It's unclear at this point if this is coming from the explosions that were heard. Now, we understand that this took place at a funeral in southern Beirut, and as you can imagine, it was packed with mourners. Eyewitnesses are reporting that more communication devices may have exploded.
Sources say Israel was behind the pager attacks. The Justice Department is suing the owner of the cargo ship that ran into Baltimore's Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. The DOJ seeking to recover $100 million it spent on cleanup. Another bail hearing this afternoon for Sean Diddy Combs. This is ABC News. On Capitol Hill today, the House Energy and Commerce Committee is starting to take a look at the Kids Online Safety Act, which would set rules around features that tech companies can offer children. It's been stalled in the House, but passed the Senate in July with 91 votes. The move comes after Instagram announced new changes for teen accounts.
Among the changes, Instagram will default to sleep mode between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. to ensure that teen users are getting rest instead of messaging. Industry stats show that Instagram is the fourth most popular social media platform in the world. But
I won't be surprised if some of the other platforms look at this and say, oh, gosh, now we've been called to task.
Psychologist Don Grant.
They're going to have to say, well, what are we going to do now?
Instagram parent Meta also owns Facebook, Threads, and WhatsApp. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
45,000 longshoremen at ports along the East and Gulf Coasts are threatening now to strike at the end of the month over pay and automation. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Mira, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
By his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. As U.S. Senate Republicans blocked a bill Tuesday that would establish a nationwide right to in vitro fertilization procedure, Senator Tammy Baldwin is sharing the stories of Wisconsinites who've used the procedure to start a family. Baldwin is running for re-election against Republican challenger Eric Hovde. Sales tax talk in Racine County, which is one of just three Wisconsin counties without a sales tax. The Racine County Board proposed a 0.5% sales tax to help fund government services. An average resident would pay an additional $126 annually. If approved by supervisors, the sales tax would take effect next April. And voting for this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest is underway. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce holds the annual contest to showcase the high-tech, high-skill, and high-pay career opportunities that manufacturers provide throughout the state. Find out more and participate at madeinwis.com.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on